Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Here we got the original six, some games coming up here. The home opener is against the Chicago Blackhawks. And then who we got? November 11th. Oh, it's the Toronto Maple Leafs. Are they still doing it this year? Every year, the Toronto Maple Leafs remind all of us that, you know, you're not too old to try. You know they're going to sign a bunch of free agents. That's what they do every offseason, just putting rims on a Prius. November 11th and March 24th, you can watch the Leafs go out to a big lead against the Bruins and then blow it. Be exciting for you and your son or daughter. November 28th, they got the New York Rangers. You know, they're good for a Stanley Cup once every 85 years.
That was the Bruins schedule announcement video with Stiz's nemesis, Bill Burr. Not funny, right, Stiz?
Will rue the day, Bill Burr.
Nothing funny about it, Bill Burr. But that was a lot like the Patriots announced. They had Portnoy just announced the picks and sort of ad-lib. And
yeah.
Bill Burr, is that what we're doing now?
I guess so.
Wait, did he do 82 games?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, that must be the longest video ever.
He's still going right now.
Still going.
Yeah.
It's like Doug Flutie's retirement.
Game 67. What's a joke for the freaking Oilers?
Poor guy.
Leaking on the ice.
But yeah, the Bruins schedule was announced, and we're getting closer, boys. Schedule. The Celtics are playing Summer League. Yep. Celtics game preseason games are announced. Like, we are a week away from the Patriots training camp opening. The fall sports, the winter sports, they're just around the corner. Now, today we have nothing. There's no sports today at all, but a lot of sports are right around the corner. But we are going to do a draft, a snake draft, of the greatest individual honors in sports. So that doesn't win the Super Bowl? No. Team honor. Like, none of those things. These are individual honors, so there's a variety, wide variety of categories that are available, but these are individual honors only. So, Stiz, before we get going, we need to know, what is the order of drafting? Who randomly received the number one pick?
All right, hold on here. Let me see. Draw the first name. Number one is Ted.
Oh, you're
Ted. Ted will go number one.
This is as rigged as a quiz game is when Stiz runs it.
I feel like I won this. There's no real winner, I guess, at the end of the day. To each his own, who has the best list. But I had the best for the July menu list, I think, last
week. Well, you had the snobbiest, the hootiest, too.
Was it a little bit of hootie?
A little bit.
Okay. All right.
And you also admitted to us we have no chance of getting it unless your dad cooks it.
Did I say that?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, fair
enough. Do we just go the Rid Tickler menu?
That's all I did.
Rid Tickler.
All right, we ready?
Ribs
ready?
Only.
All right,
number two.
You're
gonna get the second pick.
Hold on here. Daniel.
Yeah.
Young Daniel.
All right, and then
number three will be Mr. Hart.
Sucks to suck, Andy.
I'm ready.
All right, Ted Johnson, who's the number one overall pick?
It's the NFL Hall of Fame is my number one pick. You get in that into that group. I think it's one of the hardest Hall of Fames to get into, and you are in elite company if you were in the NFL Hall of Fame, so I'm picking them number one.
I already think that's an upset. I thought he would pick something different with the number one overall.
I have. It's going to be my second pick, the one you're thinking of.
If it's there, you got to wait a while
we'll
now.
See.
Yeah. Sixth overall pick. Dan Ball, you're up.
An Olympic gold medal. I think representing your country, being able to do that, something that so few athletes get to have the chance
boring.
To do. All right. I'll be the boring winner. That's fine with me.
Okay, so I am up with the third and the fourth picks here, and I am going to go with... I'm going to go with the Heisman Trophy.
That's a good pick.
The number three overall pick.
Yep. All right.
Yep. I've always thought that was cool with the portraits, when the Downtown Athletic Club and the portraits of the past winners.
Yeah.
That's pretty freaking
cool.
Yeah. So I'll go with the Heisman, and then I'm going to do something just to piss off Ted.
Are you going?
Oh, are you?
Well, I actually think it's really cool.
Yeah.
So if it's what I think you're thinking of, any place where people aren't allowed in a room if they're not in the club is cool. And the Masters locker room.
Oh, you got it.
I think is really cool.
I almost went there number one.
And I thought you were going
to.
Well,
I played football. I have to go to the NFL. I'm going to mock you out.
But yeah, as much as I don't watch Wire to Wire Thursday, the whole thing of like once you get that green jacket and then you plan the menu for the next year and the locker room.
You don't even watch the Masters and you're taking it.
I do watch it.
I know this feels salt. I know.
Just doing it to spite you,
mad.
Ted.
That's the green jacket. I almost went with that one. So damn. Good job. Damn it.
Thank you. Right. Dan Ball, you're back around.
This may be debated a little bit on its merits, but I'm going to go with it anyways. Being the first overall pick.
Oh,
I think top of your draft class is an individual honor.
Yes.
Yes. No. No. Yes.
I think that qualifies.
I need you to say where.
Oh, a specific league's first round pick.
Yes.
As opposed to just being the first round pick overall.
Yes.
Okay. Then I am bailing on all of that.
I think you need to say the league.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Because there's varying values.
The NFL's first overall pick is probably the most prestigious.
Yes, that's what I if I were taking that pick there, I'm not.
Yeah,
that's what I would think.
All right, but then I'm gonna. All right, so can I with that clarification? Can I change my pick?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the open and honest conversation. And I'm going to say Baseball Hall of Fame going to Cooperstown. That will be my pick, second round. So prestigious that the Hall of Fame is known by the town itself. Cooperstown.
Absolutely. Yes. No, I think that. Well, we can discuss at the end. Ted, you're up.
All right, I'm gonna go with the my second pick is gonna be the Grand Slam in tennis.
Ooh,
the Wimbledon, U.S. Open, French Open, and the Australian Open Grand Slam in tennis will be my second pick.
All right. Okay, and you get the wraparound.
You
pick.
Got the wraparound pick.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you guys this: would climbing to the top of Mount Everest count? So few have done it. It's one of those things.
I don't know if that's a sports honor.
It's not really an honor. It's more of an achievement.
It's more of an achievement.
It's like a statistic almost, more than an honor and
okay.
an award.
Okay.
I could see you doing that, though,
You know where I'm going to go? I'm going to go with the second. If I can't take the Masters, I'm going to go with the Claret Jug. The British Open is this weekend.
Yep.
And so I'm going to take as my second pick, I'm going to say the British Open, which I guess it's now just called the Open.
The Open. That's how you know you're hoity-toity. Like, we don't need to say where it is. You're just the Open.
Yeah. Like, America kind of got put in its place.
Yeah,
we are the U.S.
Yeah.
Open, and they just have the
I've
Open.
I've always thought that was the Open. The you know, Brookline Country Club is just called the Country Club.
Yes.
Which is kind of badass to me.
100% it is. Dan Ball, you're up with the eighth pick in the draft.
I kind of thought you were going to go with the two Grand Slams, so I'll take the Golf Grand Slam.
Same
kind of thinking, but you put together the beauty of the Masters jacket with the Claret Jug. You had the U.S. You had all that kind of stuff. So, I'll go with the Golf Grand Slam.
So I have what I think is a controversial pick here. I think about 25 or 30 years ago, this would have been a slam dunk.
Oh, no.
But I am going to go with the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I know boxing's a little bit down, but I actually think if someone would come along and become the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world and be that good, it would regain sort of its value. So I'll go heavyweight champion of the world.
I like that.
And then, to me, we've gotten a little tough here. I'm going to go Super Bowl MVP.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Okay. I think once you are the Super Bowl, I actually think the Super Bowl MVP, you might say, is more valuable than the regular season MVP in the NFL because of the stage and everything that goes into it, that one-off. So I'll go Super Bowl MVP.
Man, I'm in between two. I'm going creative. So this is our last round, right?
Yep. Yes.
All right. I'm going creative. I thought you were going with my not so contemporary reference when you said it was more popular 20, 30 years ago. I'm saying for an athlete, being on the cover of a Wheaties box.
I actually considered that.
Yeah. That's what I'm going with my last one.
Definitely for a while.
Yeah.
Now it's a little different.
Yeah, for sure, lost its luster.
Like, some kids are probably like, I don't really even know what that. Why would I care who's on the Rice Krispies box?
And if it's going on social media, it may cost me the draft. But I think it for its time was an incredible honor.
As we've learned, it could, maybe they'll send you a few boxes of Wheaties. Maybe you get some free cereal.
I'm a winner even if I lose. That's right. Yeah.
All right.
I think that was a shot. I'm not sure.
Ted Johnson, Mr. Irrelevant here, 12th pick.
So the last one.
Yeah.
Do we count? What if I achieving a world record in track or swimming, is that an individual? That's an individual achievement.
What's the world record?
Yeah.
Is that the clarification?
I think that's more of a stat, because we had talked about, Dan Ball and I spitballed this as an idea for a draft. We actually think records and statistics might be a separate draft at some point. So that's not really
all right.
Honor.
Well, then I'm just going to go golf again. I'm going to go the U.S. Open, which I think is probably the toughest test of golf is the U.S. Open. So I'll take the U.S. Open my last one.
So, Teddy, you have the NFL Hall of Fame, Grand Slam in tennis, the Claret Jug in the U.S. Open.
That's it.
For golf specifically. I wrote that one down. I have an Olympic gold medal, Cooperstown Baseball Hall of Fame, the golf Grand Slam, and being on the cover of a Wheaties box. And Andy has the Heisman Trophy, the green jacket, undisputed champion of the world, and Super Bowl MVP.
Andy's got a good one. I like
yours. He's got a strong class.
And I think a very hot undrafted free agent here you should be calling is what you dabbled in. I think the number one overall pick in football is a pretty impressive honor. I don't think it's as much necessarily most years in baseball.
Yeah,
hockey.
No one cares hockey. Yeah, it's not the
now
same.
Basketball. It's like every 4 years, like a Cooper Flag or a LeBron or some of these all-time greats. But in football, it feels like every year we care about the number one pick. Like it's a big bleeping deal to be the number one pick. Even some of the debates: Leaf versus Manning, Meyer versus Bledsoe. Some of those all-time great debates.
Do you think the Heisman Trophy has lost a little bit of its shine for some reason? A
little bit. I do.
And why do you think that is? I feel like it has.
I definitely feel like it has. I don't know. Do we see too much? I don't know. Is it one of these modern things where we see too many games and highlights and warts and ups and downs? I don't know.
Maybe that's part. I feel like there's so little question. It's essentially just the best quarterback award.
Yeah.
Where I don't know if it's being as objective on the true best player.
But
I don't
Travis
know.
Hunter.
I have to
like,
look it up. I mean, Heisman Trophy. Does running backs ever? I mean, Rashad Salaam won the Heisman. Running backs in college aren't going to win it.
Not as much anymore. It's mostly quarterbacks.
It's quarterbacks or wide receivers.
Or Travis Hunter, a one-off like that, a great individual athlete.
Yeah.
Running backs do feel like they've fallen a little bit out of the rotation, but that's with everything. Football's a quarterback's world.
What I was looking at is you look at, so your green jacket.
Yeah.
What makes the green jacket really special to me is that you win it once. You get invited back every single year for the rest of your life.
And that's similar to the Heisman, like going to the ceremony.
There you go.
Like
I was thinking the same thing. Heisman, you win it once. You're basically in this club for every year they bring you back.
And you get a vote. If you win the Heisman, you get a vote. There's like 500 votes or whatever. Yeah. But it's pretty cool that you forever, until the day you die, can have a say in somebody who enters your club.
Right.
The jacket thing I think is interesting because there's a gold, I guess gold medal has this, but like there's a visual cue. If you see that green jacket, you know exactly what it represents.
Right.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame, the gold jacket. Mm-hmm. You know immediately that's an all-time great football player. That's why he's wearing that. Because the trophies are cool, some of them, but I don't know that I would
carry them around.
You're not going to carry them around, and I'm not sure I know all of them. I'm like, that looks like it's probably a golf major, or that looks like it could be a tennis.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know if I know immediately. Yeah. Like, Super Bowl trophy's iconic. You know that one when you see it.
The cool thing, you go to Radio Row, what's cool is guys, they're not walking around with their Super Bowl rings. They're walking around in just their gold jackets.
Right.
And it's like, that's a flex.
Oh, my
badass.
God.
To wear your gold jacket to the radio row, I'd wear it all day, every day if I had one.
What was left on your guys' lists? Anything so, you wish you could have taken?
I think number one overall pick in the NFL should have been the next pick.
Okay.
I think Cy Young Award winner.
That's what I was going between. That and Wheaties box was my final pick.
In a weird way, I think Cy Young is more valuable than MVP in baseball. And I don't know why I think that. I have no idea. Like, just in my...
Well, there's multiple winners of Cy Young.
But there is for MVP, too. There's the National and the American, and then there's the... I just think of, like, Cy Young, it enters you into this, like... hierarchy where
there's something about the name being named after somebody. The Cy, it just has more. I don't know when I hear, because I think the same thing when I hear Cy Young, that's prestigious. I hear MLB MVP, it's all right, yeah, you're the best player. I don't know what it is. That's there's something psychological there, but
and
I would agree.
We did not dabble in any of the like Tour de France or France.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tour de France.
We got we got horse racing, Triple Crown, and the Ballon d'Or, you know, best soccer player.
Triple Crown.
But the Triple Crown problem in horse racing is people remember the horse, not the jockey. Well, your name's not out there.
The horse is the athlete, though.
Well, I mean, so for horses, it would obviously be the number one pick.
Yeah.
But if I'm a jockey, no one ever knows my name.
No. Like, they're third. I think it's horse trainer jockey is who you think about.
So, like, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
Like, the Indy 500, we didn't do anything with any of the...
Formula
Formula we didn't do any of that. And the Olympic gold medal one is interesting for me.
Why?
Because I feel like there's a lot of Olympic gold medals, but not all carry the same weight.
Sure.
Like, if you're Michael Johnson and you're the 100 meter, you're the fastest man in the world, like, that's a marquee gold medal. Whereas I think there's a lot of events where, like, what's the one where they ski and then they shoot? Like, oh, great.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of events where, like...
I've always wondered about that event. Like, who thinks, like, let's get on these cross-country skis and then stop, shoot at a target, and then get back on like, what is that?
It is hard for me to watch the breakdancing competition from the last Olympics and take my own pick seriously.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. Events that come and go. You could win, like, an event, and it was only an event for 4 years.
Baseball might be coming back, by the way.
Yes.
They might be putting MLB players in it in 2028.
And lacrosse with the Sixes.
Let's go.
It is.
What about making the cover of a video game?
I saw that one. Madden cover was up.
Yeah, that
was listed.
Tatum had NBA.
Oh, yeah.
I would say it's a sports honor.
Well, because I had on my list...
Wheaties box the same.
Well, yeah, Wheaties box or Sportsman of the Year, I considered. The is it Time Sportsman of the Year?
Oh, yeah.
Like that I would consider.
Yep.
But the modern version of that is the video game cover. Absolutely. That should be on the list. That's a candidate for number one overall pick and not getting drafted. That's a good rookie free agent. Okay, that's our draft.
Hot dog eating champion was listed.
That's probably
Joey Chestnuts.
617 says I have a horrible list. That is not nice. I think I have a pretty good list. And we're going to find out because this is going on social media and you can vote for who has the best list in our snake draft of best individual honors in sports. Up next, we got odds and ends and the end of the show.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
RG3, tweet another monkey post about my girl injury, some punching your face. It's enough. Like, I don't usually do stuff like this, but just stop it, bro.
In case you couldn't tell, although he has a pretty distinctive voice, that was Shaquille O'Neal with a very interesting take on a podcast, a recent podcast. He got beef. He got tweet beef with RG3. And that is going to be the subject of our odds and ends here today on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. So RG3 has been involved in this whole Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese world. He's been in a feud with Ryan Clark about it that turned in to wives and white women, and all, it just went off the rails there. I actually don't know the specific root of the most recent anger from Shaq, but Shaq goes on to say, and we'll play more of it here, that he has a relationship with Angel Reese. My biggest takeaway, though, Shaq...
Yeah, I mean, they went to the same school, LSU.
LSU thing.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you love everybody from every school you've
been
to.
I think that's rooted
although,
in
you're
that.
You're right. You and Arcan stick together. You know, Travis Hunter's awesome.
There's something to it. There's something to it.
But I saw this, and this is, like, Shaq in this, if you watch the video that accompanies it on social media, he's, like, it's a little darker setting. He looks angrier. He's got dark glasses, I think. Like, the fun-loving Shaq you see on TNT where you're like, oh, America's big teddy bear, he gone. This is the guy you don't want pissed off.
He's not playing.
No, he's not playing at all. And I said to Dan Ball, Shaq is high on the list of people that I would never want to be in any, because he's big enough to kill you. But he's also rich enough to squash you financially. He's tied in enough to everybody where he could squash you just with his connections. And he's so smart and likable, I feel like he could manipulate the situation that even if you're right, he'll make you look wrong in the end and embarrass you. So let's listen to a little bit more of this Shaq-RG3 feud.
You got your job. You got your podcast. Leave my Angel Reese alone. I'm the one calling her and telling her not to respond. Stop it. That's the last time. Thank you. It's not real hate. If you look around what's going on in this real country, that's hate. This is sports. I'm not supposed to like you. It's a shame that all the stuff you did in your life, you're going to be remembered for your podcast. That should tell you you're not that great. I don't want to be remembered for Shaq's Bit podcast. I do not. Leave those girls alone. You already spoke on it. Let it go. So what? He hates us. So what? I hate you now for messing with her. Now what? Say something about me. She's not going to respond because I'm the one calling and be like, baby, keep it classy. Because she's not soft by any means. You're from the streets. But I'm like, you're beautiful. Don't indulge with these fools because he's a fool. You don't even have G14 classification to say that. I would respect it more if Lisa Leslie said it. Like, that's y'all category. Stay out of them people's category. Okay, you're sports, whatever you do, you talk about sports. But, bro, you don't need to be going deep. Y'all can go deep. Y'all are females. Y'all understand what that's like. If he hates her, so what? Mind your business. Like, I don't mind you doing your job to anyone, but don't pick on that little girl. Because guess what? I'm her protector. Now pick on me. You pick on me, I'm going to punch you in your face.
So that was the off-the-record podcast through FanDuel that he was appearing on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
did anybody know what a G14 classification is?
He's joked about that over the years.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Whatever
he loves to throw high-level clearance, whatever.
That would be an awesome honor. You talk about honors. I just want his whatever the G14 classification is.
Apparently, it's a reference to Rush Hour, fictional term used to humorously denote a high level of secrecy or importance.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard him use that before, but he put RG3 in his place.
Oh, in a blender, man. See ya.
You wouldn't believe. I don't know how you come back from that.
You won't hear RG3 say anything.
You just move on.
Nope.
You just move on. You never reference it again. Like, not even to your wife. Honey, we don't speak of that. We're not talking
about
it
at
home.
Shaq's a cool dude, right? I mean, I've met him. Great guy.
Son of a bitch.
That's the last guy you want coming at you.
He's met Shaq. He's met Jennifer Garner. He's got a effing story for everybody. Everybody. It's like, what's that game? Bacon? Kevin Bacon? Six degrees of Bacon?
Kevin Bacon,
there's 6 degrees of Ted Johnson, and you only need, like, 1 degree to get to everybody.
Just quick little interactions, not best friends, but yeah.
Still. It's still Shaq.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually 1 degree away from Kevin Bacon.
Okay, that's Christian Arcan chiming in. Yeah. Christian Arcan, you're 1 degree.
True story.
Tell us how.
So, growing up, I was friends with this kid, Jonathan Tucker, who grew up to be a very famous actor, and he was in the movie Sleepers with Kevin Bacon, and when we were in nursery school, we were in the school play together, so that's 1 degree away from
there
Kevin
it is.
Bacon.
Wow. There it is.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a tale to tell at parties or whatever you're drinking, or somebody plays that game.
Have you seen Sleepers? Kevin Bacon, not a good guy in that movie. That is a tough one to be connected to.
Put it on the list, Ted Johnson. Put that on the Ted Johnson Movie Club list. I haven't seen Sleepers either. Add it to the list. I did listen to the Christian Arcand show last night.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yes, Ted.
Do I do my review now?
I thought we were going to finish with it. Quick crossover here with Christian Arcand, the host of Christian Arcand Show. You got...
wait a second, Ted.
Four hours tonight? So you'll be doing live play-by-play of the ESPYs, the most entertaining night in sports?
I cannot wait. We'll have a red carpet reaction from the ESPYs. Actually, we will be talking with... we're doing a lot of catch-up on the winter sports teams today. Okay. The Celtics in their offseason, Summer League. We'll do that with Dan Greenberg from Barstool. And Bridget's going to join the show at 8 o'clock for a Bruins offseason recap. As depressing as that sounds, it probably. I'm thinking Bridget, if anybody can spruce that up, make it look good, Bridget probably can.
Can you ask Dan if he believes the Celtics are going to have a bottom five defense in the NBA? Because Terp said that today, and it was somewhat alarming for me.
A bottom five defense, you said?
Bottom five defense in the NBA. He said, quote, the Celtics will probably score 125 points a game and give up 145 points a game. Terp is down on your Boston Celtics. Wow. And if he's alarmed, I'm alarmed because he's very optimistic.
Well, you know, there's no big guys left.
That's
right?
What he said.
Horford's gone. Cornet's gone. Yeah, Porzingis is gone. So, like, you're going to have to figure that out.
They're going to play small. They're going to play fast. But the other team could play even faster was his theory.
When they were playing their best defense, it was Robert Williams or one of those guys. When they were having their great defensive years, it was always sort of centered around that. So, I don't know about bottom five. That's a hot take by Terp there, I'd say.
Horford's gone. Drew Holiday, one of your better defenders. Oh, yeah. You know, but you got JB and you got Derek.
But JB is going to have to carry a lot of the load offensively. Oh, so I don't know.
Carrying the load.
Here
oh my God.
All right, Ted Johnson's Movie Club.
So unfair.
We need a new assignment, Professor.
All right. This next movie that I want you guys to watch and give me a review on. I'm going to give you a little sampling of it. Here, take a listen. Go ahead, Stiz.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
You?
$1 billion is cool.
Austin Powers?
$1 billion is cool. the movie is called The Social Network. David Fincher is the director. Jesse Eisenberg, Andrew Garfield star in it, and it's basically about Justin Timberlake, but the story of Zuckerberg.
Yep.
And how he started Facebook. It is a fantastic movie, and so that will be your assignment, is to watch The Social Network.
Takes place right here. Right here in Boston.
Right in Cambridge, yeah.
Right in Cambridge, yeah.
So I have to have this. We all need to watch this and give our number of Johnsons by next Tuesday, correct?
Correct.
What are you laughing at over there? That's how we rank them.
I know.
It's Ted Johnson's movie.
I laugh at it every single time you say it, so what do you want me to do?
Christian, I laughed at you the other night with the home run derby, and Christian was you know, how far the balls were going, and he was doing the dong measurement. It's pretty funny.
Well, if we ever do a crossover, if the Dong Report ever met Ted Johnson's Movie Club.
Oh, boy.
I mean,
Johnson. And dongs.
I'm not sure that's FCC allowed if we merge those two.
Home run Long Johnson is what people call home run.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's in the book. It's not. I didn't come up with that.
The list is long and distinguished. Just and so is my Johnson.
Okay. All right. Stick around for the Christian Arcand Show, 6 to 10 o'clock tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. No Ted, though. Nope. Enjoy a extended weekend. Dan Ball will be here. Fitzy will be here. We will not recap the ESPYs. We'll talk a little Red Sox second half baseball. Are we buying into this team? Ted Johnson says they need to go 6-6 over the next 12 games to be legitimate. We'll talk about that and more. 2-6 tomorrow. See ya.
I want to know, Andy.
Yes.
What did Bill Belichick ever do for him to deserve all the bull that you give him? He must have embarrassed you at some point. In the locker room.
Well, yeah, he did. Bill Belichick's the head coach of the University of North Carolina. He was the head coach of New England Patriots. That's sports.
You're an idiot.
Afternoons with Hart, Bitsy, and Johnson on WEEI.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.